Assalamu alaikum. We start first by praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and thanking Him and bearing witness that there is no deity except Him and that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is His messenger. We still in the 11 features of the servant of the compassionate mentioned at the end of Surah Al-Furqan. Standard 11 standards against which we measure ourselves to have some notion where we stand. Number one, those who walk humbly on earth, so you have the feature of humility. Number two, when the ignorance address them, they answer back with peace. Number three, they control their anger. As the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, the strong one is the one who controls his anger or her anger, not the one who can reply back with worse insultations and take his revenge or her revenge, because that's easy. The hard part is to control the anger. The easy part is respond back. And number three is they spend the night praying to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Number four, they are scared from the punishment of their Lord and they pray constantly, our Lord, save us from the punishment of hellfire. Number five, they do not associate with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala any other God. And then number six, today, inshallah, which is وَالَّذِينَ لَا يَدْعُونَ مَعَ اللَّهِ إِلَهًا آخَرَ وَلَا يَقْتُلُونَ النَّفْسَ الَّتِي حَرَّمَ اللَّهُ إِلَّا بِالْحَقِّ. They don't kill the soul that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made secret, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made sacred, except with a rightful cause. And there are two kinds of killing. That's feature number six, is that they don't commit murder. And there are two kinds of killing, authorized killing and unauthorized killing. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who created the soul, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who determines what is authorized, what is rightful cause, and what's not a rightful cause. And there are many forms of killing. Abortion is a form of killing. Suicide is a form of killing. I didn't create myself. I don't own myself. I don't have the right to kill myself. Same thing about abortion. It is without, of course, a medical reason. It's a killing of a newly created human being that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created. And nobody has the right to terminate his life. And then another form of killing is sending armies to kill people for unlawful, for materialism, for special interests, for oil, for whatever reason it is, for selfishness and greed. Send people to foreign countries, send soldiers, train soldiers to be mindless killers and send them to kill. If I recall the statistics, there is a book authored by Zbigniew Brzezinski, who is the former national advisor at the time of Jimmy Carter. And what he said, that he surveyed the number of people that were killed in the previous century, from the beginning of the century until the 1990s. And the number was 175 million people were killed in World War One, World War Two, and 72 major wars, same size as Vietnam War. And then in the genocides committed by Hitler and Mao, Stalin, and the spread of communism, the attempt to spread communism in Asia and China, the numbers come out to be, and for communism by itself, is about 60 million people were killed. Just imagine such a number because of the advances in the technology of death, technology of destruction, man against machine, no longer man against man. This is all because of political insanity. This is all committed because of political insanity, and Muslims had nothing to do with it. Muslims that are being accused of being violent has nothing to do with these wars in the previous century that consumed the life of 175 million people. Dropping bomb, killing civilians, that's just that, dropping atomic bombs in Hiroshima and Nagasaki, all these numbers, it is all because of political insanity. There was no rightful cause. There is no authorization. These are unauthorized killing, and it was a total war. So many of these wars were total wars where civilians and military soldiers have been both targeted mercilessly. So this is all killing, and the people who who are the servants of the compassionate of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, do not engage in such a thing. وَلَا يَقْتُلُونَ النَّفْسَ الَّتِي حَرَّمَ اللَّهُ إِلَّا بِالْحَقِّ. And we know the rightful cause of killing. Either it's a just war, or it is a person who has committed a crime that has been declared, the punishment of this crime has been declared by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as the killing. وَلَا يَقْتُلُونَ النَّفْسَ الَّتِي حَرَّمَ اللَّهُ إِلَّا بِالْحَقِّ وَلَا يَزْنُونَ. And they do not commit adultery. And indeed, adultery is unfair for the woman. If you see who suffers most consequences, most the consequences of adultery is suffered more by the woman than the man. If she is deserted, if she is aborted, or if she lands with a baby without a father, who is the loser? The man gets his pleasure, walks away, and the woman is the loser. She is the one that suffers the consequences. And this is why, you know, Islam says there has to be a contract that authenticates mutual rights and responsibilities between the husband and the wife and for the children after them. And we can see that there's a heavy toll that the society has to pay for allowing liberal sex. Broken families, we can see that broken families cost the society a lot. Children that grow up in with single parents' homes, and we can see that single parents cannot do the job, and the children grow up not to be straight children, and all of these things. You know, this is all resulting from adultery. وَلَا يَقْتُلُونَ النَّفْسَ الَّتِي حَرَّمَ اللَّهُ إِلَّا بِالْحَقِّ وَلَا يَزْنُونَ. وَمَنْ يَفْعَلْ ذَلِكَ يَلْقَ أَثَامًا. Whomsoever commits these crimes, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grouped these two crimes in one category in this ayah, and then he subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned a specific punishment for these two crimes. So all previous features, if they are being violated, then your rank goes down. But these particular two things, killing and adultery, they have a special punishment that whomsoever does them, he will accumulate great sins. Especially, remember that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said about one of the children of Adam killing his own brother, that every single murder that takes place, the child of Adam who initiated killing gets a share of the sin. مِنْ أَجْلِ ذَلِكَ كَتَبْنَا عَلَى بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلَ أَنَّهُ مَنْ قَتَلَ نَفْسًا بِغَيْرِ حَقٍ أَوْ فَسَادٍ فِي الْأَرْضِ فَكَأَنَّمَا أَنَّهُ مَنْ قَتَلَ نَفْسًا بِغَيْرِ نَفْسٍ أَوْ فَسَادًا فِي الْأَرْضِ فَكَأَنَّمَا قَتَلَ النَّاسَ جَمِيعًا. We have decreed on the children of Israel that whomsoever kills a soul without a lawful cause, which is, for killing another, for that person, if this person commits the crime of murder, for other than punishing for the crime of murder, and for a reason of spreading corruption in the land, his punishment, he will be treated as though he has killed all mankind. Because, you know, that person should have children, and the children have children, and there will all going to be three of the children and grandchildren under that person. So all of those will be in the sins of killing all those people will go back to the person who committed the murder. And Prophet Muhammad said, مَا مِنْ رَجُلٌ يُقْتَلْ إِلَّا لِبْنِ آدَمَ الْأَوَّلِ نَصِيبٌ مِنْ ذَنْبِهِ. That Prophet Muhammad said that no one will be killed except that the one who initiated the killing at the very beginning, which is Qabil, killing his own brother, gets a share of the sin. So for these two particular sins, Allah said the punishment is yalqa athama. Great sins, great amounts of sins is accumulated into his record. And then yudha'af lahu al'adhabu yawm al-qiyamati wa yakhlud fihi muhana. That the punishment in the day of judgment will be multiplied several times, and he's going to dwell in hellfire forever for committing these two crimes. But, however, the exception comes, as we all know, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is merciful. إِلَّا مَنْ تَابَ وَآمَنَ وَعَمَلَ عَمَلًا صَالِحًا فَأُولَئِكَ يُبَدِّلُ اللَّهُ سَيِّئَاتِهِمْ حَسَنَاتٍ. Except the ones who repent, do good deeds, and إِلَّا مَنْ تَابَ وَآمَنَ, repent, believe, become believers, وَعَمِلَ عَمَلًا صَالِحًا, they do good deeds, فَأُولَئِكَ يُبَدُّلُ اللَّهُ سَيَّئَاتِهِمْ حَسَنَاتٍ. Look at the mercy of Allah. The sins that they committed is converted by Allah into good deeds, into hasanat, into merits. up to the extent that the Prophet Muhammad said this hadith smiling, he said that in the day of judgment, one of them is going to argue with Allah. When he sees that Allah has converted all his bad deeds into good deeds, he will argue with Allah and say, "Oh Allah, there is a bad deed that I did that I don't see in my record." You know, typically people would like to hide their bad deeds. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Quran, يَوْمَ تَجِدُ كُلَّ نَفْسٍ مَا عَمِلَتْ مِنْ خَيْرٍ مُحْضَرًا وَمَا عَمِلَتْ مِنْ سُوءٍ تَوَدُّ لَوْ أَنَّ بَيْنَهَا وَبَيْنَهُ أَمَدًا بَعِيدًا. When every soul comes to find all the deeds are recorded and written in the book, and they, all the good deeds are, all deeds are brought, they love the good deeds, but the bad deeds, they wish that they are as far as, you know, as possible from them, because they are so ashamed of these bad deeds and so scared from it. So that person, unusually, is telling Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that there is a bad deed that I did that I don't see in my record. Why? Because these bad deeds are converted into good deeds. So the Prophet Muhammad said this hadith and he was smiling. He was smiling when he said this hadith. So for those people, Allah converts their bad deeds into good deeds. فَأُولَٰئِكَ يُبَدِّلُ اللَّهُ سَيِّئَاتِهِمْ حَسَنَاتٍ وَكَانَ اللَّهُ غَفُورًا رَحِيمًا. We know Allah wants to declare Himself the title of the name of Allah, Bismillah. What are the chosen two attributes for Allah to identify Himself? Ar-Rahman, the most merciful. Ar-Rahim, the excessively merciful. And as we know, Ar-Rahman in this life, for Allah Ar-Rahman, yes, that's true. Ar-Rahman for this life, excessively merciful for this life, because He gives mercy to whomsoever deserves mercy and whomsoever does not deserve mercy. For those who obey Him, for those who disobey Him. For those who believe into Him and for those who don't believe into Him. Both of them get mercy. Both of them get the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Air, they breathe Allah's air, they drink Allah's water, they eat Allah's food, they live on Allah's earth. Those, both of them gets the mercy. So Allah, as Prophet Muhammad said, Ya Rahman al-Dunya wa Rahim al-Akhirah. O you Rahman in this life and Rahim in the hereafter. This is in this life, He's Rahman, excessively merciful. Because people who don't deserve mercy get mercy. That's why, like too much mercy, the excessively merciful. And the hereafter, Allah is Rahim. Rahim al-Akhirah means that only the people who qualify for mercy get mercy. No mercy of Allah in the hereafter means Jannah. That's the translation of the mercy of Allah. So if you qualify for mercy, then this mercy of Allah will get you to Jannah. So only the people who deserve it go to Jannah. The people who don't deserve it, they are not going to go to Jannah. They are not going to get the mercy of Allah. So this is why Rahman is sighat mubalagha min Rahim. Rahman is an excessive form of Rahim. Excessive form, it's like you when you eat, when you lie one time, you're a liar. But when you lie 20 times, you're an excessive liar or progressive liar. So it is an excessive form of the verb, which is a Rahman, because too much mercy, people who don't deserve mercy get it in this life. So Allah wanted to declare Himself as a Rahman or Rahim. And this is what He chose in the big title that we all use always, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. So He, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, loves to forgive. Loves to give, to get people to Jannah. That's what He wants. That's what pleases Him. As Allah said, إِن تَشْكُرُوا فَإِن تَكْفُرُوا فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ غَنِيٌّ عَنْكُمْ وَلَا يَرْضَ لِعِبَادِهِ الْكُفْرِ. If you commit kufr, if you deny His attributes and favors, Allah is rich, He doesn't need you, but He's not pleased with this. This is, He doesn't need you, but He's not pleased with it. وَإِن تَشْكُرُوا يَرْضَهُ لَكُمْ. If you thank Him and express gratitude in deeds and words, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is pleased. So it is not, you know, as also will be said at the end of the 11 features, قُلْ مَا يَعْبَأُ بِكُمْ رَبِّي, in the same surah, لَوْلَا دُعَاءُكُمْ. فَقَدْ كَذَّبْتُمْ فَسَوْفَ يَكُونُ لِزَامًا. Allah doesn't care. You're not hurting Allah, you're hurting yourself. If you deny the message and reject the message of the Prophet, then you're going to see your punishment, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not affected either way. But it is your deeds that, يَا عِبَادِي إِنَّمَا هِيَ أَعْمَالُكُمْ أُحْصِيهَا عَلَيْكُمْ فَمَنْ وَجَدَ خَيْرًا فَلْيَحْمَدِ اللَّهِ وَمَنْ وَجَدَ شَرًّا فَلَا يَلُمَنَّ إِلَّا نَفْسَهِ. O my slaves, it is your deeds that I count against you or towards you. Whomsoever finds good deeds, thank Allah, for He is the source of all good deeds and all favors and all good things in this life. وَمَنْ وَجَدَ شَرًّا Whomsoever finds evil, don't blame anybody except yourself. And finally, there is, inshallah, we'll terminate here at this feature. But finally, we need to clarify one issue, that the concept of the mercy and forgiveness of Allah is the most understood, is one of the most misunderstood concepts in Islam. A lot of people misunderstand this concept. There are two kinds of hope. There is a having good hopes in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, حسن الظن بالله, which is an obligation. We all should have good hopes in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And on the other hand, there is a false deceiving wishes in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So some, two kinds, having good hopes in the mercy of Allah or having false deceiving wishes in the mercy of Allah. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِنَّ مِنَ النَّاسِ مَنْ يَقُولُ أُحْسِنُ الظَّنِّ بِاللَّهِ وَاللَّهِ كَذَبُوا لَوْ أَحْسَنُ الظَّنَّ لَأَحْسَنُ الْعَمَلِ. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَغَرَّتْهُمُ الْأَمَانِيِّ وَغَرَّهُمْ بِاللَّهِ الْغَرُورِ. That the Prophet Muhammad said, Allah, some people, they claim to have good hopes in Allah. I swear by Allah, they are liars. If they have good hopes in Allah, these good hopes would have been translated into good deeds. And then in the verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, those people deceived themselves with false deceiving wishes. And al-gharur, which is a shaitan, has beautified into them. The mercy of Allah is not an invitation to anybody to disobey Him. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, I am merciful, I will forgive you, I will turn your bad deeds into good deeds, Allah is not inviting anyone to disobey Him. Allah is not encouraging anybody to disobey Him. That was not the purpose. The purpose is for Allah to remove despair from the hearts of the people who have committed many sins. The people who have fallen into mistakes, Allah is telling them that my mercy has no limits. يَا عَبْدِي إِنَّكَ إِنْ جِئْتَنِي بِقُرَابِ الْأَرْضِ خَطَايَا غَفَرْتُ لَكَ وَلَا أُبَالِي. If you, in the Hadith al-Qudsi, if you come to me with an earth full of sins, I forgive all of them. But come with repentance. You know, that it's not an encouragement to disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is an encouragement to repent from these sins. It's not an encouragement to fall into the sins. You know, so what is the difference between having good hopes? How can we tell that we have good hopes in Allah or we have false or deceiving wishes? It's very simple. If you have a student, look at this simplified example. If you have a student who doesn't study, doesn't attend, doesn't do his homework, and then he says, I'm going to get an A. Then we tell him, you have false deceiving wishes. You're not going to get an A. It's impossible. You have false deceiving wishes. But if you have on the other hand, a student who's trying hard, and he tries one and he fails, and then he's struggling, he tries to solve this problem, he gets strong, and then he tries again, he gets a try, and he's in continuous effort of trying to improve and trying to do something and trying to avoid. But that person makes mistakes because we're humans. We're not appliances. That we're not, you know, clocks. We're humans. Then this person, we give him the good news that you have good hopes in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And as the Prophet said, when a person was dying, the Prophet asked him, how do you feel? He said, أرجو رحمة الله سبحانه وتعالى, that I have good hopes in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the Prophet said, this is the way to go, and I give you the good news that nobody will ever hope in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and doesn't get it. That person, of course, had the record of good deeds, a record of compliance, of course, with a record of sins and the record of bad deeds, you know, we all do that. But that person had been trying hard to obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and then he qualifies for that because he has good hopes in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless you for listening. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
The only thing I would like to remind my brother, the hadith that the brother Zaini mentioned, Abdullah Ujaita, if you come to me with that many mistakes, as the main core of the hadith is La Ujaita, not the Maghfira. One time to explain what that means, La Ujaita. The way that you should come, and where to come, and how to come, and what to do to come, all that, you know, the ahkam is walaw lawji, not grand maghfirah. Allah